George Sand, the pseudonym for Amantine Lucille Aurora Dupin, was one of the most famous activists and writers in France in the first half of the 19th century. Gustave Flaubert, a generation her junior and author of Madame Bovary, was a well-known novelist when the two started their correspondence. And that correspondence is the backbone of Dear Master, a play by Dorothy Bryant, directed by Joy Carlin, at Aurora Theatre Company in Berkeley through October 2nd.
It sounds like it could be rather dull. These are two people basically talking letters to each other. But, of course, they're great writers and great thinkers of their time.
Tom Ross, artistic director of the Aurora.
When I was reading the play, I was thinking, too, that the time that they were living in France at that time, reminds me a little bit about what's going on now. I think there's resonance to what they talk about, the feelings about French politics.
One curious element about the production is that director Joy Carlin wasn't concerned that the play had no physical interaction between Sand and Flaubert. Her concern was that the original star and the person for whom it was written, the late Barbara Oliver, founder of Aurora, was so identified with the piece that Carlin herself was afraid any new casting would pale in comparison. But she needn't have worried. Both Kimberly King as Sand and Michael Ray Wisely as Flaubert bring fire and magic to their performances, and with a glance here and a hand wave there, they transcend the notion that these are only two people writing letters to one another.
One of the things that's so nice about the play also is that they were 20 years difference in age. He was in his 40s and she was in her 60s when they began this relationship. There's just something really wonderful, too, about seeing this man looking up to this elder woman to such a degree.
What's remarkable about this production is how the fact that, as Joy Carlin says, it's hardly really a play, you'd never know it. The rapport between the two actors is palpable at every moment, and the discussion about French politics so parallels America today that those sequences are both thought-provoking and riveting. Because Dorothy Bryant and Barbara Oliver were unable to convince theater companies to take on the play in 1991, Barbara took it herself to the Berkeley City Club, where it became the first production of the Aurora Theater Company. Around the same time, the play was also produced for radio and aired in its entirety on KPFA. Dear Master is a great opening to Aurora's 25th anniversary season. Dear Master plays through October 2nd at Aurora Theater Company in Berkeley. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.